All right, let's talk about posers. Posers are people or some kind of persona, animal, whatever. Could be a tree, could be plant life, organic. That take on and pretend that there's something other than what they actually are. Geronimo was able to sit on the side of the road and look like a rock so that people would pass him by. He was posing as a rock. So he was not authentic to the essence or the spirit, the soul of the man that actually was. He took on another form. Sometimes they're called shapeshifters, skinwalkers. We have a lot of those up and around here. Shamans who take on the forms or enter into the bodies of animals and then come and watch on people. They come and spy on them and give information. Those are a little different than the watchers that fell on Mount Hermon, which we will get to. But poser, it says in Corinthians that Satan himself poses, right? As an angel of light. Lucifer himself, Lucifer, the light bearer. Satan is actually the title of an office that he once held. probably his throne title that was thrown out of heaven, according to Ezekiel. And this Lucifer is beautiful, elegant, sophisticated, debonair, very suave. And his biggest seduction is after, of course, women, because they're easily seduced. Scripture teaches that. Most of them have no discernment because they desire their husbands to rule over them. They want to take the burden of responsibility, right? It's too much. Too much for them. Too much, too much, too much. Because they're still in kindergarten. Most of the church is still in spiritual kindergarten. And I mean the leadership. I don't mean the people sitting in the pews. And the real ones belong, the real members of the ecclesia, right? The called out ones. Why are they called out? They must be called out from the temple, the building structure, the institutional religious organization, right? Instead of the organic, living, relational body of Christ that keeps the commandments of God and faith in Yeshua. And the first four commandments are how to honor God. And the next six are how to, what? Love your neighbor. And what's the sixth one? Honor thy father and mother. This is the only commandment with promise that your days, that your life might be long. And we do not see that. We see a youth exalted culture. Because people are governed by the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the, what? And the pride of life. Right? In other words, they're ruled by their scepter, men, their fifth appendage, that they flail around like a scepter. This is the rule of their authority. I'm the Lord. Really? Last time I heard Jesus is Lord, and you don't even know what that means. You don't even have a clue what that means in your carnal definition of what manhood is. Women. Oh my gosh. They seduce, they manipulate. they flirt, they carry on, they like attention, they're vain. But it is the inward person of a meek and contrite heart that submitted that when they open their mouth, the beauty and the fragrance of the Holy Spirit is loosed. Excuse me, like the most incredible perfume from heaven. And even an ugly duckling is completely transformed by the presence of the Lord God Almighty. But a woman without discretion opens her mouth, and as my friend says, she's like a pig with lipstick on, right? She's like a pig with a golden ring in her nose, because the character of the woman, the spirit is loosed, and what we have here is Piggy Land. Miss Piggy, got lots of those. And Satan will take, he wants worship. And he uses men and women to give worship. And he puts the immature in places of authority that they can't handle. And they fall and are seduced, because they do not have and have not memorized and studied to show themselves approved by the Word of God. So we have a lot of pretenders, posers in the church. And because this church is so untutored and untaught, that people follow them, like the Pied Piper, down that broad path to hell.